Hey, what is going on, guys? It's DK back at you with another video here to break down the two-game play-in special on Tuesday. We got Lakers, Pelicans, and we got Warriors, Kings. Nice size contest as well, 100K to first. So excited to break this one down. If this is your first time watching, I cover content for DFS and for prop betting. The sponsor of today's video, that is going to be Parlay Play. Guys, if you're not familiar with Parlay Play, it is a prop site. You're building out slips of player props. They have alt lines. You can win up to 155x your money. Would highly recommend it. If you do want to give it a try, you can use the link down below for a $100 deposit match bonus. If you do click the link and deposit, it does help support the channel, but they do have a ton of NBA props posted already for Tuesday. And for you guys to look for more content, as always, you can check my Patreon linked in the description, whether it be for DFS or Prize Picks. If you're looking for straight prop betting, you can check out my Dub Club that is in my Twitter bio. All right, so before we get into the breakdown, let's quickly recap the last few days. So it's been a really good last week for me prop betting. For DFS, had a huge day on Friday, and it could have been a much bigger day if Nikola Jokic could have done anything in the fourth quarter. I tilted about this a bit on Twitter, but I'll show you guys my lineup here on Friday. This hurt. So once it loads up. All right, so one with Pritchard, Dalen Terry, Denny Advia, Javonte Green, Sanogo, Hardy, AD, and Jokic. Jokic came back in the fourth quarter, and I think he had negative fantasy points, man. No one above me had Jokic either. So, man, if Jokic could have had a decent fourth quarter, I had a chance at the huge, huge money, but still won about 3K profits. I can't be too mad. And then Sunday slate was the slate for the fish, sadly. Free square, Craig Porter Jr. got injured right away. He was almost 100% owned in high stakes, where in low stakes by the more casual players, he was only about 50%. So that was just super tilting. Ended my day right away. Nothing you could do about that. All right, so that's the recap of everything. Let's talk about this two-game slate. Start off with the Lakers. Lakers-Pelicans just played each other a couple days, yesterday. So we know what the rotation looks like for these teams. So let's just take a look at it really quick for both teams. So Lakers, AD did get banged up and wasn't able to return, but he already said he's going to play. You're going to get the same starters, Reeves, Rui, D'Lo, AD, LeBron. You saw Dinwiddie play 13 minutes on the bench. Torian Prince played 20 minutes on the bench. And then you saw a little bit of Gabe Vincent and a little bit of Jackson Hayes as the backup five. So nine guys played. Would not be surprised if they trim it down to eight. Maybe they boot Vincent. Maybe they don't play Jackson Hayes. They play some Rui at the five, because I don't think JV's going to play a ton for the Pelicans on the opposite side. So I can see, again, both teams going a bit small ball. That's the playoff rotation expected there for the Lakers. On top end, you got AD, 9-7, LeBron, 9-4. When these two are always close enough in price, I'm going to give the edge to Anthony Davis. Also, I like the matchup a little bit better for AD. Does the back injury worry me? Slightly, but it's not going to get me off him. So very high on Anthony Davis at the price point. LeBron at 9-4. I think is a pretty solid option as well. I mean, he had a massive game last game, went for 81 fantasy points against the Pelicans. Both these main Lakers should play close to 40 minutes. Like AD, like LeBron. As far as the mid-range guys go, you got D'Lo at 6'9", Austin Reeves at 6'7". They're more contrarian plays. D'Lo's minutes have been very secure, 39, 37, 35, and 38 minutes over the last four games. Austin Reeves did only play 29 minutes last game. 25 the game before in foul trouble. I would expect him to play low to mid 30s minutes in a game like this. But again, more of a contrarian play. You got Rui Hachimura, 5.7K. The minutes have fluctuated a little bit, but I think on average you're going to see low 30s minutes from Rui. Maybe a little bit more if they boot Jackson Hayes out of the rotation and maybe play Rui as a small ball five. So I think Rui is another interesting contrarian play. But again, those three, D'Lo, Reeves, Rui, are definitely more secondary GBP options. Value for the Lakers, not amazing. We'll talk about the Kings last on the slate. By far my favorite team to target for spend-ups and value. Lakers value is not great. Again, Jackson Hayes might play the backup five. They could also just boot him from the rotation and play Rui as a small ball five. Spencer Dinwiddie at 4-4 is just too expensive. Only played 14 minutes last game. Torian Prince is 3-6. If I was going to play someone, one of the Lakers value pieces, it would be Prince, averaging around 20 minutes a game over the last five games. And then Gabe Vincent might play a little bit. But again, this group of Dinwiddie, Hayes, Prince, Vincent, it's tough to feel good about any of those guys. Prince would probably be the guy if I had to take a shot on any of them. And then if for some reason, like AD gets ruled out in this game, then obviously that changes everything. then LeBron, D'Lo, Reeves, Rui all look way better. You'd be loading up the Lakers. Jackson Hayes would start and become a must play. But again, I'm from what I've seen and the interview with AD after the game, like 99% sure he's going to play. Talk about the Pelicans. So Pelicans, Ingram came back, did only play 23 minutes again. The game was a blowout. It was never really close. They already said he's going to play more this game. Now, how much more? That is the question. If I had to guess in a game like this, I would say Ingram probably pushes for low 30s minutes. Again, looking at the Pelicans rotation last game, JV started but only played 7 minutes. Again, don't have a ton of confidence in his minutes. CJ, Zion, Herb Jones were all on pace for mid-30s minutes of the game, would have not blown out. Larry Nance played 30 minutes. Again, this spot is a little bit better for Nance as opposed to JV. And then obviously Trey Murphy saw good minutes on the bench. So a little bit of Alvarado, a little bit of Dyson Daniels as well. So I would not be surprised, honestly, if the Pelicans start Larry Nance in this game. We've seen a ton this season. The second half, they start Larry Nance over JV. So I'm definitely worried about the minutes there for JV. But top-end guys, Zion 8-1, CJ 7-7, Ingram 7-3. I think if I had to pick between these guys, it would be Zion at 8-1. I could see, again, with JV maybe even getting fully booted from the rotation to start Nance, that they could run some Zion as a small ball five, which the Pelicans have done in the past. I think in a game like this, Zion's going to push for high 30s minutes. So he's probably my preferred option of the top three guys here. CJ's been playing extremely well. Want to ride the hot hand? I have no issue with that. And then Ingram's the cheapest, but I'm the most worried about his minutes. Again, I don't know how much he can play. Played 23 minutes in a very important game last game. I think he pushes for probably low 30s minutes in this game, but he's definitely the riskiest of those top three guys. Not auto play, but definitely the riskiest. Mid-range options, Trey Murphy, Herb Jones. Again, more GPP plays. Murphy with Ingram back will lose run. Played 32 minutes last time out. Herb Jones, again, he's gonna play good minutes, be one of the primary, you know, he's one of their best defenders, but price point feels about right. JV, I've already talked about my concerns. They only played 7 minutes last game against the Lakers. If you're confident JV plays like 20 minutes in this game, you can take a shot at him for tournaments. I have no confidence in it. Larry Nance, however, is someone that I am intrigued by. 30-plus minutes in two of the last three games. Not a great point-per-minute guy, but it's cheap, and I think is a solid value in the slate. So I do like Larry Nance. Again, we'll keep an eye on the starting lineup. Would not be surprised if he starts this game. Dyson Daniels, a 4-1. I prefer other value plays, but 18 minutes last time out. I think I would rather punt with Alvarado if I was going to take one of these complete punts between him and Dyson Daniels. Alvarado, pesky defender, probably sees somewhere around high teens, low 20s minutes. So I think he is viable. And then Najee Marshall surprisingly did not play last game. So I don't think he's going to make the rotation if he did not play in their most recent game there against the Lakers. Okay, so talk through Golden State and Sacramento. Steph and Draymond sat last game, but they're going to play in this game. Gary Payton is out. And we know Steve Kerr is, you know, usually runs deeper rotations as opposed to almost any coach in the playoffs. So I'm expecting a playoff rotation of Steph 1, Draymond 2, Clay 3, Kuminga 4, Jackson Davis 5, Chris Paul 6, Wiggins 7, Podziemski 8. Those 8 for sure. And then probably at least one of Moody / Looney. Looney did defend Sabonis well in the most recent time that these teams face off against each other in a playoff series. So I'd not be surprised if he plays a bit. Could see a little bit of Moses Moody as well. So, you know, 9 to 10 guys is my guess for the Golden State rotation, just off the way that Steve Kerr usually plays it in the playoffs. All right, top end guys. So Steph Curry, 8.7K. Definitely like his ceiling. I think in a game like this, you're probably going to push for mid to high 30s minutes for Steph Curry. So up-tempo game, definitely like his upside. Draymond Green, I think the only concern with him is foul trouble, but I think he's going to play low to mid 30s minutes in a game like this. Played 36 minutes in the most recent game. A guy that can stuff the stat sheet. So definitely have interest in Draymond. Klay Thompson kind of indifferent on him. We probably see low 30s minutes from Klay. He definitely has a ceiling. We've seen him play better of late, but we also know that Klay does have a very low floor. You got Kuminga, 5'9", recently returned from injury. Minutes have been a little bit up and down on him. Keep an eye on the starting lineup. I would feel better about him if he starts. He comes off the bench more of just a, you know, contrarian play. Jackson Davis, assuming he starts in this game, I think he's a solid play. But again, I think Golden State could do a lot of different things. They could start Draymond at the five. They could start Draymond, Jackson Davis together. They could throw Kuminga in there. Like, they could do a lot of different things with the starting lineup. Chris Paul, 5.2. Most likely he'll come off the bench. Most likely we'll see low to mid-20s minutes. Again, doesn't really stand out at that price point. Wiggins a 4.9. I actually do think it's a solid punt. In a game like this, I think he pushes for around 30 minutes. So I think Wiggins is a solid value. Pochettino at 4-7, not as confident in his minutes. Again, I'm a little more confident in the minutes for Wiggins. And then Moody and Looney, I really don't have a ton of confidence in their minutes. One of these guys could even DNP. So they're just like tournament dart throws there. All right, and then finally the Kings, and they are by far my favorite team to target in this two-game slate. And it's not even close. Pricing is way off in the Kings because we got an idea of what the rotation is going to look like 2 games ago, right? Let's take a look at that. This was a must-win game for the Kings against the Suns, and we saw their playoff rotation. They played 8 guys, but they only played Alex Len for 5 minutes. You saw 14 minutes for Lyles at the bench and 20 minutes for Davion Mitchell. The starters saw massive minutes. Keon Ellis, 32 minutes. 42 minutes for Keegan Murray. 43 minutes for Keegan Murray. 41 for Fox. 42 for Sabonis. 41 for Harrison Barnes. Absolutely love this team. 9.6 for Sabonis. 8.6 for Fox. I think are two of the best benefits in the slate. I'm expecting 40-plus minutes from both. Really like both these guys. I think the floor is a bit higher on Sabonis, but Fox, we know, had a huge playoff series last time they played Golden State, where Sabonis was a bit injured and struggled. But yeah, I think both those two are two of the best bend-ups in the slate. And I absolutely love Keegan Murray at 5.5. I think he's probably the best play in the mid-range. I'm expecting 40-plus minutes from him. He's going to be the number three on offense with no Monk and with no Herter. I already took his over points prop last night, posted on Dub Club. Also gave it on Twitter, 15.5. That's already up to 17.5. Might get bumped to 18. So amazing closing line value already secured in Keegan Murray. I also took the over on Domantas Sabonis, 7.5 assists at +120 last night. He's now, his line is now at 8.5 assists. And that could even move up a little bit more. Sabonis has close to a 40% assist percentage with Malik Monk off the court. Let's see, do I still have that up? Yeah, I do. So yeah, let me just show you guys that. So Malik Monk off the court, Domantas Sabonis almost a 40% assist percentage. That's why I took his over 7.5 assists last night at plus money. So amazing value once again secured there. But yeah, Sabonis, Fox, Murray, three of my favorite plays of the slate. But I also love the value here. I think Keon Ellis and Harrison Barnes are two of the best values in the board. Keon Ellis been a little bit up and down, and we saw 50 bomb from him. We've seen the floor, but he should play good minutes in a game like this. They don't have Herter. They don't have Monk. Ellis is a solid defender. Assuming he avoids foul trouble, I think he plays 30-plus minutes. So I like Keon Ellis, and I really like Harrison Barnes. 31 minutes last time in a massive blowout, 41 minutes in a must-win game. I think he's one of the best values in the slate. So those top five guys. So Bonus, Fox, Murray, Ellis, Barnes, in my opinion, five of the best plays of the slate. Still have to consider some of these bench guys. I'm not interested in Alex Len. He might play a little bit, not enough for me to consider him. I do think Lyles at 3-8 and David Mitchell at 3-7 are playable. I think that, you know, if someone gets in foul trouble in the starting lineup or someone struggles, one of Lyles or David Mitchell is going to get extended. Now, the minutes have not been amazing on Lyles recently, sub 20 minutes in the last three games. We've seen games where Lyles has gotten extended, and he's not an awful point per minute guy, sub 4K. Definitely intrigued by him. And then Davion Mitchell. There's no Herter again, no Monk. So he's playing a pretty big role for the team off the bench. 20-plus minutes in each of the last 5 games. He's not going to be super productive when he's out there, but he will do some ball handling. Both Lyles and Davion Mitchell, I think, are solid punt plays as well. All right, guys. So that's going to wrap it up for the video. As always, if you do enjoy, make sure to like, subscribe, hit the notification bell. Also, make sure to follow me on Twitter. I'll be putting out a lot of content over there. We're doing prop threads. Going to be doing a Twitter Spaces tonight as well. So check that out, guys. But yeah, appreciate it as always. Good luck, and we'll see you all in the next video.